We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We possibly could be looking at the greatest quarterback of all time. No disrespect to Tom Brady and what he's been able to accomplish.
How dare you?
Dale Arnold.
Because he sucks. Mind your own friggin' business. Go away.
Rich Key.
This is the difference between Celtics and other teams. You know, you get the steak, you get chicken, you get all kind of like, you know, like the French toast.
Keep eating it, fat boy.
Dale and Keith. Middays.
Menage a trois.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour of Dale and Keith as we're broadcasting from our Shaw's at Star Market WEEI Studios. Dale's off today. Greg Dickerson is here. And Greg, ESPN, they've been releasing these different rankings for NFL players throughout the week, and they did their top 10 quarterbacks. But it's not just, you know, a couple of people that work there. It is, in fact, 50 league executives, coaches, scouts, and players. Break down the top 10 players at each position. And so we have their top 10 here. We also have some of the also receiving votes. What was also interesting is it says the highest vote or highest ranking they got by somebody. It doesn't say who, but it just says how high they were and also how low they were. And so kind of what jumped out to me at first was Patrick Mahomes, the, you know, $500 million man. He is number one. I don't think that's a surprise at all, but somebody had him ranked fourth. Somebody could come up with three quarterbacks better than Patrick Mahomes.
A lot of stupid.
I don't get it. We see it.
We say it every single week in the NFL. A lot of stupid.
Yes.
A lot of stupid people in the National Football League,
right.
And this proves it.
Because you look at some of the contracts that are out there, and maybe some of those people were pulled for this, and that's why you get
fourth.
What you get.
I can't. Second. He's not second.
I don't think he's second at all.
Like, I would want to, but I'm not a slave to my emotions. I understand statistics, so I would rank him first.
You would rank him first?
I can understand, like, the Lamar Jackson thing. What was he, fifth or sixth?
So Lamar Jackson comes in at sixth.
Okay.
He was ranked as high as 2 and as low as 12.
Which I can understand.
He's more polarizing.
He's more polarizing.
Yeah.
I don't think that there is enough. There's not as much on-field play with Lamar Jackson as there is. I think, you know, for sure Patrick Mahomes is who he is.
He's done it two
straight
years.
That there is. Yeah, I think there is still questions in regards to Lamar Jackson,
yeah.
Especially coming off that playoff game. Mahomes, it's not even a question.
No, Mahomes is just a clear cut number one guy to me, and I like Russell Wilson a ton, but I love
Russell Wilson.
Oh, what's wrong with
and
Russell
I would
Wilson
not put him number one.
Russell Wilson was number two on this list. His highest ranking was 2. His lowest ranking was 9.
3. 9. 3 is about 3 years too old.
Aaron Rodgers comes in at number 3.
No longer number 3.
Someone ranked him, or maybe a bunch of people ranked him 2. The lowest was 7. Yeah, Rodgers and Brady were kind of similar last year, where their teams had good records, but neither one were very good.
I look at the dichotomy of some of the votes.
Yeah.
I mean, 1-4 is bad enough for Patrick Mahomes. Who has Russell Wilson 9?
9. No, I mean,
can somebody tell me who has Russell Wilson 9 and why they have a job in the National Football League? And Deshaun Watson has his watts. His warts. He has his watts.
Yeah, no, he does.
He also doesn't have the great wide receiver anymore that he had.
That could be new.
But 11?
Yeah, Deshaun Watson.
Who would vote 10 guys better than Deshaun Watson?
We did this exercise last week, I think even before ESPN's list came out. I had Watson 3rd. I like Watson a ton.
I think I had him 6th.
Yeah, you had him 6th. He's 4th. On their list when you add them all up, but someone voted him 11. Drew Brees comes in at 5.
You know why? Because of his weapons. I think Brady's the same way. And did somebody say it in one of the
Brees?
Stats? Or maybe it might have been Randy Moss. But if Brady is with the Patriots, he's not 7. With Tampa, to me, he's higher. He's higher than seven because of the weapons around him with Tampa. He's maybe five.
Yeah.
But I understand Drew Brees being fifth because of what he's got around him.
So you want to know why he shouldn't be there?
Who is that, Brady or Brees?
Brees.
Why?
Okay.
Actually, it's the same.
Here he comes, everybody.
It's the same reason for both of them.
Parade.
Both of them, when attempting passes over 31 yards last year, Drew Brees, 20% accurate. Tom Brady, 26% accurate. Drew Brees just didn't do it. He was 1 of 5. Brady, 5 of 19.
Brees was also hurt last year.
That's just accurate. That's not even that they caught it. That's just that you threw the ball close to the guy down the field.
So you think that Drew Brees is vastly overrated at number 5?
He is so overrated, it's disgusting.
I had Brees 10 on my list.
You want to know how easy...
I don't love Drew Brees. I think, Greg, he has Thomas and Kamara... But the way that offense is, you're going to have a completion percentage through the roof.
That's why you put him at number. But that's why you put him at number.
But I would rather have Mahomes. Oh, by the way, I guess Eminem had a song today.
Dissing Drew Brees.
Tease my. What else you got? Why don't you?
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I am. And so he and Kid Cudi.
Take that off the air.
That's correct.
And
Slim Shady and the Moon Man.
They. I haven't heard it yet, but I did see that he takes a shot at Drew Brees. So. I'll be all ears for what else you got, John.
I'm down to take shots at Drew Brees.
So Tom Brady is number 7 on this list with all the executives. He comes in at number 7. Someone ranked him 1, and then he was as low as 12. So I could 12 makes more sense to me than 1. 12 would be, all right, he came off a bad year, and he's, 42 years old.
A veteran NFL quarterback. It was a quarterback who said it. If he was still in New England, talking about Brady, obviously, not sure I would put him on the list, but I put him there because he's in Tampa. He has weapons. He possesses such a high rate that when you have the pieces around you, it still works. I agree with that 1,000%.
Oh, he's in the best spot.
I would take, if Tom Brady were still with New England, I would take a guy like Matthew Stafford over Tom Brady.
Just in New England, you mean? Or you mean you take Stafford's on the Lions?
I would take Stafford and the Lions with his weapons.
Yeah, I don't
over
think
Brady at his age with his weapons with the Patriots. Yeah, I think Stafford's underrated. He's a damn good quarterback, and he's tough as nails because he plays through almost everything.
Well, last year when we were talking quarterbacks, I don't think you could put Brady in the top 10, and if you did, you'd have him 10th. Like, and that would just be kind of, your bias. You'd have him 10th, whereas playing with Evans and Godwin and now even Gronk again – yeah, I think he's going to have a monster year, but that also goes to show you just how important the spot is, like how important the fit is.
Tom Brady doesn't make guys, average players, better anymore. I think he's still great with great players.
So they also had Wentz 8, Dak Prescott 9, Matthew Stafford 10.
Are you a Zach Prescott guy?
No.
No, I'm not either. No, I'm not in love with him.
Shyam loves him.
I absolutely
love him. Why do you love him?
I think he's a very talented quarterback and extremely underrated.
Oh, there he is. Here he comes. The Dak Prescott defender.
I'm sorry, say that again about Zach Prescott.
He's the most accurate mid-range passer in the league, and it's not even close.
But I don't think of him as... I look at that. I think Dak Prescott is a good
I think your image of Dak Prescott is blemished by Jason Garrett's clapping.
I think that hurt him for sure. I also think
Way to go, Zach.
His appearance against the Patriots this year was putrid. He came and it was like, it's cold. I don't want to play. Like, that's kind of what it felt like. Now, it's one game. Everybody has a bad game.
They were also, at the time, the best defense in football.
With the Pats?
Yeah, but
we realized that they weren't.
Yeah, once Lamar Jackson showed up.
I was going to say, good quarterbacks did fine against them, but Dak Prescott did not.
I'll give you another one that baffles me here.
Yeah.
Under the also receiving votes category.
So that's my question, was Cam Newton on a roster when they did this or not?
Yeah, because you were asking that.
He would get...
What does it matter?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because the also receiving votes includes clowns like Sam Darnold, Jared Goff, and Derek Carr.
Can you take Ben Roethlisberger getting 8 votes, turn it sideways and shoot it into the sun?
Exactly where I was going to go. Okay. I look at somebody like Jimmy Garoppolo gets 2 votes and Roethlisberger gets 8?
Yeah.
Who are the people, again,
so an AFC
who are these people who are picking guys like Ben Roethlisberger as still one of the best quarterbacks in football? You want to put him in the top 15?
The same guys who can't get to the playoffs year in and year out.
Who's going
to
have a better year, Ben Roethlisberger or Cam Newton?
Cam Newton.
Cam 100%. Newton.
100%. And you can say, well, if they stay healthy, yeah, both of them.
Who's going to have a better year? Ben Roethlisberger or Kyler Murray?
Who's more likely to get injured, Ben Roethlisberger or Cam Newton?
I think Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger. He's got more questions than Cam Newton does. Yeah. You said Kyler Murray?
Yeah, who only got 5 votes. Ben got 8.
I like Murray
and
more.
And Kyler Murray now has DeAndre Hopkins in an offense that was already going to explode this year.
You know who I don't hate on this list, who I think is undervalued?
Matt Ryan.
Everybody hates. No.
Matt Ryan's
Kirk
low.
Cousins.
Matt Ryan. Oh, I like
Greg,
Kirk Cousins.
I knew I liked you.
I don't hate Kirk
Cousins.
There was
some buzz.
Really don't.
There was MVP buzz at one point. There was. It was swirling around him at one point, and then that kind of went away.
Kirk Cousins is, you put the right pieces around him like almost anybody. I think he's a good quarterback.
I love how this is the pull quote they use for Cousins. I like Kirk. Developed into a good quarterback. Better arm than given credit for, and the system suits him perfectly.
Thank you. That could be my quote.
That's it. Now, he doesn't have Stephon Diggs this year. But, yep. I mean, they still have Thielen. They still got Cook. So I think he's pretty good. Now, Randy Moss, speaking of ESPN, Randy Moss was asked a question about Patrick Mahomes. Because, again, we have a lot of time. We have a lot of big picture questions, I suppose, to ask. And he was asked, could Patrick Mahomes be, when it's all said and done, the greatest player of all time?
When you look at a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, and like I said, being able to extend the play, I'm a deep threat guy, and having that type of speed on the field, for him to be able to extend plays, we possibly could be looking at the greatest quarterback of all time. No disrespect to Tom Brady and what he's been able to accomplish. His Super Bowl ring speaks volumes. But when you look at the position, how the position and the game is changing year after year, we could be possibly seeing the greatest quarterback that we've witnessed.
Is he wrong?
No.
No,
of course
there's
a possibility.
He could be. There's a possibility. But I think his start to his career, 2 seasons, an MVP and a Super Bowl win, like, you can't really start much better.
No, now, and the numbers are, the pure numbers are better than Brady's start of his career.
Right. Now, what if this happens? What if he wins more MVPs than Brady but less Super Bowls? Would people view him as the best ever?
What about his numbers? Where does he rank in terms of, you know, touchdown passes, yards thrown? Is he going to play enough years to be able to match Brady?
And didn't Peyton Manning already do that?
More MVPs, less Super Bowls? Yes. Yeah. But then Brady still beat him in like some of these numbers. But I think with Mahomes...
Is Mahomes the only guy on this list you can say that about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, obviously, like Joe Burrow or something like that.
No. Who's?
No. Stop. If you're gonna say Lamar Jackson, take a hike.
I think there's that opportunity.
If he plays ten years, Lamar Jackson defender.
This is the other thing that bothers me, and I'm tired of this discussion that he's just
keep playing the music. I'm not tired of the music.
That he's just going to get injured. He hasn't been injured before ever. So why all of a sudden is he just now going to get injured?
Because he's only played 2 years.
But even in college, he never got injured.
But that was
he didn't
college.
Miss a game
yeah,
it was from freshman
in
through junior year.
Yes, 3 years of college.
So different in college,
as an 18-year-old, he was dominating in college football. As a 19-year-old, he was dominating.
How many 1,000-yard rushing seasons do you think Lamar Jackson will have in his career?
Probably only one more. But even still, like even if he has averages 750 yards a year.
Yeah.
I mean,
pretty good.
And throws for 3,500 yards and 30-plus touchdowns.
Well, they have the, what Lamar Jackson would have to do is win the Super Bowl this year, and then he would have the same start as Patrick Mahomes.
Fine.
That's what he'd have to do. That's like a huge leap forward. But, I mean, they're one of the contenders, without a doubt.
Baltimore might be the most complete team in at least the AFC, if not football.
Maybe. I think when you're talking about overall numbers, too, if you want to get into like the counting stats of it, Patrick Mahomes won't have to play 20 years to get those numbers because it's just the way football is now. It's easier to throw for 40 touchdowns, 50 touchdowns. So maybe he has multiple 50 touchdown seasons and it's easier to catch up to Brady and Manning that way. But he's still going to have to play a long time. Like he's going to have to play this whole contract that he's on to match those numbers. Obviously, the MVPs and the Super Bowls, we'll see. I mean,
you have to have a little bit of luck in there, right? Like it can't.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
It's
oh, yeah.
not
100%.
All skill. There's a lot of luck.
100%.
Like Brady only missed that 1 year. And Manning only missed that 1 year. So these guys have ridiculous numbers.
Well, you look at a guy like Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson has been lucky.
He has stayed
healthy.
Yeah. Right. Now, have you noticed that Randy Moss has kind of taken a couple of shots at Tom Brady? Remember when
you think that was a shot?
Yeah, kind of. When he's just like, yeah, he could be the best player ever. And then he even brings it up. He's like, no disrespect to Tom Brady, but like this guy could be better. And
Moss, a Belichick guy, not a Brady guy?
I don't think he necessarily has any bad will with Brady, but he's definitely a Belichick guy. Because when they brought in Cam Newton, he's like, this offense is going to be more exciting than it was. He's like, you know, they've had some exciting years, but, you know, this is going to be the most exciting.
Is he wrong? Is that a knock against Tom Brady? Yeah, obviously, this offense was dreadful last year.
The 07, yeah, it can be more exciting than 2019, but he made it sound like it's the most exciting offense they've had like since he was there.
Yeah, potentially it does. Yeah, sure it does.
I don't know. When Gronk and Edelman were at their best.
Yeah, but
you don't have that receiver.
I know, but you didn't have the quarterback who had that dual threat ability.
Yeah. So do you think he should get any love for top 10? Would you put Cam Newton in your top 10?
No, not now. No, because I think there are still too many question marks about it. Compared with the list of guys that are there.
Yeah.
Who do I replace him with? As much as I'm down on Aaron Rodgers, I'm not taking Aaron Rodgers out of the list. Drew Brees, I keep him there because of the weapons that he has. Obviously, you keep Brady. I like the Carson Wentz one at number 8. Yeah, there's nobody you take off. I don't think there's anybody you take off this list.
Yeah, that's probably tough.
Do you have Newton in your top 20?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
God, yeah.
Andy Hart just looking more like a boob.
Yeah, Andy Hart didn't. That was, I don't know, what was that? Stidham guy?
I have no comment on that.
You have no. I refuse to speak. Are you working with him?
I have to work with him tomorrow morning, so I refuse to call him a boob.
Oh, so Hart's returning from his vacation tomorrow. What time are you guys on tomorrow?
9 to 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll tune in for his response to that. Yeah, I think I had Newton like 12.
We make sure that we save that just because I'd like that for tomorrow morning.
Yeah, run that. Run that back for him.
Play it on a continuous loop. Andy Hart is a boob.
So I don't think, and Greg, I think you might be able to appreciate this. Like in the NBA, when they're like, oh, name your top 10 players, I probably have like 15 guys that I consider top 10.
Yeah.
You know, like that guy's in there. Like, all right, well, let me see your list because I feel like you're just naming too many guys that are top 10. Whereas NFL quarterbacks are the opposite to me. Like, I have guys that are in my top 10 that I'm like, I don't even really like this guy.
Well, you mentioned a name already. It's like, yeah. I don't know.
Like,
I still don't know whether I think Matt Ryan is any good. I've watched Matt Ryan, including BC, for 12 years now, something like that. Yeah. I still don't know if Matt Ryan is a great quarterback.
He is a great quarterback.
Shime loves him, too. Shime loves all these guys.
Yeah. Who do you not love?
I'm not playing the music.
I hate Carson Wentz.
Why do you hate Carson Wentz?
That one doesn't make sense.
If you want to argue about Carson Wentz and the injury factor, that's fine.
No, I think he's more a product of his coach than he is an extremely talented quarterback.
But that's my point, Greg. Like, Wentz, Prescott, and Matt Ryan, if you ask me, do I like them? I'm like, not really. Are they top 10? Yeah, it turns out they are. I'm trying to do my list, and I'm like, oh, I don't like those guys less than, you know, Tannehill.
Would you take Garoppolo?
Nope. I got Garoppolo, like, middle of the pack.
You don't have Garoppolo?
I don't think he's anything special. I think he's middle of the pack. He was with a great defense and a great run game. It was fine. And then when he needed to make plays, he couldn't do it.
But on the list, you wouldn't take him over Wentz? You wouldn't take him over Prescott?
I'd rather have Cam Newton than Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'll tell you who I don't like.
Yeah.
Is Kyler Murray. I think Kyler Murray is going to be a failure in that.
You want a great stat about Kyler Murray?
Is this your stat of the day?
This is my stat of the day. No, this is the stat of the day. So we talked earlier about the success rate of condoms. Kyler Murray is actually
85%, by the way, for those of you who missed it.
Not as high as you would think. I thought it was 99%. I don't know who told me that, but they were lying.
Yeah, I gotta make
the condom
phone calls.
The condom company told you that.
Seventh grade health teacher told us.
Kyler Murray is more accurate on passes of over 30 yards than condoms are successful.
Stupid stat heads.
you just go away.
12 of 14.
What are you doing now?
Take your stats and shove them.
30 yards or more.
The guy played passes 1 year.
So you love this guy because of 14 passes.
No, I'm just saying it's a great stat.
So less than a throw a game, you're going to hang your hat on that.
85.7% of his passes are unbelievably accurate deep down the field, which is extremely difficult to do.
He averaged less than one of those a game.
For 1 year.
And you're going to hang your hat on that?
Do you want to know the next closest percentage?
No.
60%.
I don't care.
I don't want to hear more numbers.
For another throw that a guy makes once a game?
He might be the most accurate deep ball passer we've ever seen.
I'm sorry.
In the history of the National Football
League.
And
he has a coach that has shown the ability to adapt in the middle of the season when other coaches won't change their system 5 years into their NFL career.
A lot of people were not aware of this, but Chris Schein was one of the people
who was asked on
this
list.
On this.
Jeremy Fowler pulled Chris Scheim.
Me and
on
Rob
this
Bradford.
List.
And he wrote about Kyler Murray.
I just look at Kyler Murray. He's a nice player. He's too little. He's not. He's fast, but he's
so
not
Russell
fast
Wilson.
Enough.
Yeah, too little. You could. That's not a take anymore.
So is Drew Brees,
Russell Wilson.
No, but
little.
No, but what I'm saying is, combine the size, the speed. He's got good speed, but yep. He doesn't have Lamar Jackson speed.
No,
I don't think he has the arm of a Patrick Mahomes. I think he's going to be a good quarterback, but I don't go gaga.
I mean, he's the most accurate deep ball passer. How does he not have an arm?
Stop it! With
no,
those.
But like, how does he not stop have it. An arm? Explain that to me.
I think he's got a good arm. He's got a good arm.
He's
I
got
don't
a good
think
arm.
His arm is this just wonderkid
you know
of an
played
arm.
Baseball.
Yeah,
baseball.
He did.
Yeah, he played baseball.
It's great. He got drafted.
I think.
Do you think he might have been? With everything that's going on in baseball, do you think he regrets that decision right now?
Nope.
Like, oh, I could have been playing in this 60-game sham season.
Instead, now he's throwing a
grand a year. Right, exactly.
Now he's throwing a DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah. I think he's pretty happy.
He's going to be living the dream. That's a team. They're like the Browns this year.
Suck.
There's a lot of pressure
they're
on them. You don't think they make the playoffs?
No, it's Arizona. Yeah. No.
They'll hit that 7th spot.
They popped off to a Super Bowl a few years ago.
They play in the toughest division in football.
Yeah, they do. But there's that extra playoff spot this year. So
but,
maybe
but the deep ball
there?
That he throws, the well, percentage,
they
the percentage
only
of
throw
over 30 yards. That's
they
all I would do.
All streaks the whole time.
Four verts.
I mean, that's the beauty of the four verts is you can't double coverage everybody. You find the single coverage. You make
all
a good
right.
throw. You're
we'll
golden.
Keep an eye out
I would
for
do
the
what
verts.
I used to do on Madden 94. Yeah. Hail Mary.
Madden 94.
Madden 94. I was showing my age. Hail Mary every single time. You just left four wide receivers, trips. Three trips to the right, just line them up, just throw deep.
John Madden complained once. He said he was watching his kid or his grandkid playing Madden, and they kept going for it on fourth down. And he was like, that's not how you really play football. And he's like, I told the developers to, you know, put something in the game where it's more difficult to convert on fourth down, which I don't think is the case. People are still going for it on fourth down every year after that. But he wanted to make it more realistic.
When I play with my son, and he
never
goes,
punts.
Never,
he's never punted once.
Punts. I'm like, what? And then he gets pissed that he loses to me.
Well, listen.
I'm like, punt.
Yeah, yeah.
Punt the ball.
So he's not a big field position game
not,
guy?
No, he's not. He does not. Unlike Bill Belichick, my 11-year-old son does not value special teams.
You watch some of those like pro Madden players play. It's like 7-3. Some of the scores.
Seriously?
Sometimes.
Well, why? Are they always playing field position?
Well, they're playing field position, but the defenses are just so good. And then they punt, and then the whole thing
so
is
there's
like,
not. Like when, I play it. I don't play it as much as I used to.
Yeah.
But I just remember back in the day, there was always two plays I could use, and I could almost always get 40 yards.
Yeah.
That's not the case anymore.
No, I don't. Okay. No, it's not.
I didn't know whether I was just getting, you know, crushed by an 11-year-old.
Well, that also could be part of it. That's definitely part of it.
Not quite the video game player that I used to be, Keith.
No, I understand. It
I've slowed down a little
to the
bit.
Best of us.
The extra added weight is really my fat thumbs. We talked about the fat thumbs.
It goes right to the hand eye.
Exactly.
You don't have the hand eye anymore. Chris Scheim, throughout the entire pandemic, has been giving us things to bet on. Every Friday on the show, he's been going all over the world to find things to bet on. We're getting closer to American sports returning, but they're not there yet. So
yes, they are.
We got one. Okay. Maybe MLS. He'll have some MLS's back
golf.
Tournament. Maybe he'll have some of that in there. Golf. Okay, Greg, maybe. Maybe UFC Fight Island. I don't know. I don't know what Scheim is going to have up his sleeve, but we'll find out what he's betting on this weekend when we come back.
Back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
Leicester City is, I believe, they're third in the UEFA for the Premier League.
All right.
Currently -150 taking on Crystal Palace. Okay. Australian rugby, or this
today,
is the
mate.
National Rugby League.
Put another shrimp on the bobby.
This is just a battle of two sucky teams, so I'm going to take the New Zealand Warriors getting 5.5 points taking on the Brisbane Broncos this week. And this would be Japanese baseball. The Kunuchi Dragons taking on the Tokyo Yomiuri Giants. Give me the Dragons. Russian table tennis.
Sergey.
So the guy we're betting on this week.
Yes. Doesn't matter who we bet.
Is Alexander Gribkov at -118.
Gribkov.
He is taking on Sergey Yurevich Skotnikov. We're betting against another Sergey, boys.
Thank you, Scheim Time, by the way, who's in today, because he has been picking winners. Chris Scheim picks winners. He does it every Friday at 1:30. Those were last week's picks, including... Greg, this is a streak like you would never believe. He's been betting table tennis, which is one thing, but he has a strategy. He bets against guys named Sergey. Not just one Sergey. Sergey
not one particular one.
All different Sergeys. And what's your record with this method?
My record is 6-0 when betting against guys named Sergey.
6-0.
And I have bet against 5 different Sergeys over that streak.
Oh, so only one repeat Sergey.
Yes, and last week was the first repeat Sergey.
Okay, so you went back to the Sergey well, specifically with that guy.
Let me ask you this. Have the Sergeys all been favorites or underdogs? Or is there been a...
Primarily, a lot of them have been even matchups. So, like, when it's even, it's minus 118 either way.
So that you automatically go against the Sergey.
Yeah, always. Okay.
So 2020, which has been a year from hell for many of us, but not for Shime's picks. What would you say, Shime, your record on the calendar
year? My record on the calendar year is 61-37.
Come on.
Are those actual bets that you've made?
He's not picking like, oh, what time is Keith going to arrive to work? Nope, he's betting on things that you can
You're actually wagering money. I mean, because at that record...
The vast majority of the Miami, yes.
No, he wouldn't be here if you bet on all of them.
Oh, okay. I thought you.
But he's just giving us 4 picks. He bets on them. When he feels like it's necessary.
And not only am I 6-0 against Sergey's, 18-2 overall in table tennis.
Now, here's the thing. Yeah. Table tennis in the news today because the Ukrainian table tennis may or may not be fixed, and New Jersey is putting a halt to betting on table tennis. Now, I don't know if that impacts you at all, Sean.
Well, I think you're going to have to wait and find out.
All right, so what do you have in store for this weekend?
So, the first pick of the week here, we're going to go to the Premier League again. We're going to pick some soccer. All right, we have Chelsea taking on Sheffield United.
Okay.
Chelsea, -165, so decent favorites here. I'm going to take Chelsea. I think Chelsea's going to win. They need to keep their spot towards the top of the Premier League, make sure they're in the UEFA. I'm going to take Chelsea here. They're the favorite, but I think it's the easy pick.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this. Does the Sergey strategy work with other sports?
Like, no,
say
it
there's
not.
A Sergey on this particular soccer team.
That so is a great question.
It's untested, guess would be probably not.
Okay.
So I would stay away from that.
I think there's a Sergey on the Tampa Bay Lightning. So I'd like to. Who?
Go ahead, Sean. You were going to say somebody.
I was going to say Samsonov, and that's way wrong.
So should I bet against the Lightning the next time?
And I was
going to
give you the name of the Sergey that may or may not appear later.
Okay, so there's your first pick.
Yes, and then another sport that I'm actually having a lot of success in recently.
Well, you seem like you're having success in all of them, for being honest.
Well, of course, yeah. But another one that I'm enjoying is actually Australian rugby. In the National Rugby League down in Australia, we have the Penrith Panthers taking on the Cronulla Sharks. Give me the Panthers favored by 4.5 this
week. Panthers over Sharks.
They have covered a 4.5 spread in 4 of their last 5 games.
Okay.
And in that 5th game, they lost to the best team in the league.
Oh, wow.
So I have confidence here in the Panthers.
And this is rugby. This is not Australian rules football.
No, this is
it's
rugby.
Not the one with the guys in the suits that point their fingers.
They do the double guns?
Yeah.
This is, in fact, rugby.
Okay. This is rugby. All right, so that's a good one.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that.
Sounds like a winner.
Now we're going to go somewhere new for a sport.
Sport or just a new location?
New location.
Okay.
So I've been betting on baseball a little bit.
Yes.
I haven't found a country where I've had great success.
Yeah, I'm still searching for that.
Guys, there's only 2 countries playing baseball.
I'm like 1-1 in Taiwan, and I'm 0-1 in Japanese,
Korean League, 0-1
in Japanese. So I think I'm going to go a little farther south. We're going to go to New Zealand. Some baseball.
There's a baseball league in New Zealand?
Baseball
that is
New
correct.
Zealand?
Seriously.
You can bet it on DraftKings. So.
You know what they don't have? Snakes. There's not a single snake on the island.
No.
It's true.
No snakes in New Zealand.
Keith's dream home.
Them. I would move there in a second.
I hate snakes.
Me too. Terrified.
Scares me to death.
They don't have any.
The people in my town, there's like a town Facebook page.
They post
and people
them
have been
too.
Posting snakes lately.
Oh,
scared.
Stop. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, I know. When I look at this New Zealand baseball matchup, literally nothing about either team.
Well, all right. But
if you did, there'd be a problem.
If there's something I do know, it's a bad team name. And the Taranaki Mountaineers, and I'm not, it's not Mountaineers. It's like the air that you breathe up on a mountain.
Not like West Virginia, not the Mountaineers.
Not Mountaineers.
No. It's
David Crockett
Ayers. Might be the worst name I've ever seen in any sport. So I'm going to take the Canterbury Rams at +200.
Canterbury.
Yep, taking on the Mountaineers.
That's a heavy dog right there.
Yeah, big dog.
+2?
Do you think Washington might change the football team to the Mountaineers?
No, but I did see a rumor going around the Red Wolves.
Red Wolves?
I was in on that, yeah.
Oh, Red Wolf? Yeah, Red Wolves would be really good.
Right. So, yeah, we're going to take the Canterbury Rams there down in New Zealand baseball.
I've noticed that there hasn't been a table tennis.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Please, feel free.
Answer on the air if you want. We talking a $5, $10 here, $100, $200?
Depends on the sport. Yep. Depends on the day.
And are you parlaying them?
This guy, he parlays way too much. I go, stay away from the parlay.
Man under my own.
And I refer to it as a parlay partay.
I was brought up on that. Stay away from the parlay, and yet Shime dives in.
Yeah, you know, I dabble in parlays every once in a while. I've hit a few of them, actually. So
it keeps you coming back. It's like golf, hitting a good shot in golf. It keeps you coming back.
I was big on Bundesliga parlays because those just kept hitting. Yeah. So.
Yeah, you take Bayern Munich and then one other team.
Borussia Dortmund. You take the two best teams of the league and you're great. Right. So, lastly,
yes,
we had this article come out about table tennis. A lot of places were not allowing you to bet on table tennis.
Yeah, it might be fixed. It's like Hi-Li. Hi-Li's fixed.
Said that last night.
Did he say that?
He used the same example. Hi-Li.
It's fixed.
Yeah. Well, my sources are telling me not fixed.
Hi-Li or table tennis?
Table tennis.
He doesn't have Hi-Li.
Russian table tennis. The Moscow League of Pro. We're going back to it.
Oh, it's open for betting.
Open for business.
All right,
not in New Jersey.
Not in Jersey. It's not. No,
not in Jersey. But
we're not in Jersey.
New Hampshire. Live free or die, baby. Right. Bet on table tennis or die.
Okay. And so this week I'm going to be betting on Nikita Sukarnikov at -115.
Who's he
taking on? Sergei Kuzmin.
Losers. These guys are all losers.
They're all losers. They lose every
can't
time.
Win anything. Now, you bet against this guy before?
I have bet against Sergei Kuzmin
or
once.
Twice.
I think
once.
It was the second time I bet against a Sergei.
Okay.
Right. I bet against Sergei Kuzmin.
This Sergei
so
streak is really.
I figure I can't stop betting against Sergei's right now.
No, you can't.
I have
no,
to keep doing
nuts.
It until I miss.
That'd be nuts if you bet against Sergei's.
When is this particular? I
when's
you,
the match?
You now have me caught.
His interest.
This, I would like to follow.
This
I would
specific
like to find
match
out.
Is actually at 2 p.m. today. It's literally in 22
get it
minutes.
In there now. You only got 20 minutes. Up. All right,
22 minutes. A lot of these. There's so many table tennis matches that you have to get them in only like a couple hours in advance, or they don't even appear on the board.
Can you stream this? Or have you ever seen any of it?
I've watched very little.
Yeah.
I have tuned in briefly, but there are websites that you can stream.
Okay,
this,
all right. Interesting. All right, so to sum up your picks for the weekend, Sean.
So the picks for the weekend, we have Premier League Soccer. We got Chelsea, -165, taking on Sheffield United. Australian Rugby, we're taking the Penrith Panthers, favored by 4.5, taking on the Cronulla Sharks. New Zealand Baseball, we got the Canterbury Rams, +200. Nice dog there for you against the Taranaki Mountain Airs. And then in table tennis, we're taking Nikita Sukarnikov, -115, taking on Sergei Kuzmin.
Sounds like some more winners to me.
Well,
I'll tell you that
obviously
much.
Obviously a winner. That was fixed.
We already know that
taking it to the parlay is already all set.
I really wanted to bet on the Revs, but they don't play against until next Thursday. So.
Right. Yeah,
they have a whole week off.
They got a whole week off.
They just played their first game in like 3 months, and they give them a week off.
They got to recover and get tested five more times for coronavirus.
That's why I can't get into the soccer thing.
That's why? Because of the time off.
Just because of the ridiculousness of
football only plays once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's football. That's a tough sport.
I mean, this is technically
when guys get carried
well,
off the field. When guys get
it's
carried
football.
Off the field in American football, they're really, really hurt.
Yeah. These guys are running like nonstop for 45 minutes.
No, they're great athletes.
Break and then run for another 45 minutes.
They're unbelievable athletes. But I mean, come on, you can play twice in a week.
The results are in for the Dale and Keith Movie Club. We nominated four movies. Well, actually, three movies in a short series, which is less than the length of a feature film. And the winner, the movie that we'll be reviewing on Tuesday, Chris Shime's nominee of The Town. The Town is available on Netflix. I think we've all seen it, but we're all going to give it a old rewatch.
Really dominated the
listen
poll
for the, 49% of the vote. We'll listen to the Dale and Holly portion of it, break that down. I want to see what kind of take they had there.
Maybe
I'll have more of a beef with their sports.
I remember exactly what they said.
What were they discussing? Red Sox?
It was one of those days where there was like the Celtics, the Bruins, and the Red Sox were all playing at the same time, and it was Dale saying like, oh, one game ended, and then you flip over to another channel,
the
and the other
parlay.
Game's starting.
And Dale,
oh, the
from
Boston
what I,
parlay.
From what I
well, see, that I'll parlay that.
Dale got some decent scratch for that.
And what's crazy, too, is apparently he told us yesterday that Ben Affleck texted him
what?
To tell him that he was in the movie.
Because
like they asked, like, hey, we want something
how
from your show.
How does he know Ben Affleck? I mean, I know he's from here.
No clue.
But still.
No clue. Maybe we'll get that story on Monday.
That's pretty
cool. I don't know.
You didn't ask him that?
No, we were just so blown away that he even texted him. And we're like, oh, my God, how come he didn't mention that? And he's like, yeah. But then he was talking about... What do you got, like $500 for the movie or something? Because there's no residuals. It was like a one-time.
It's a
one-time
thing. So he doesn't get the 13. He doesn't get the
every time
super terrific
on
happy hour. Jerry Seinfeld.
No,
check.
He doesn't get that.
Almost as impressive as my Sergey streak. Dale yet to win on the movie club. With
yeah,
only 1 week left.
We only have 1 week left. Dale's choice came in second, though. It was a close second, but or a close with second and third. The town won running away. So we will watch that for Tuesday. We got what else you got when we come back, including a Drew Brees reference and a new Eminem track and a Dairy Queen Karen. So we'll have that for you when we come back.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
Wrapping things up here on Dale and Keith. Greg Dickerson in for Dale today. Let's get to the stuff that we didn't get a chance to get to.
What else you got?
All right, I'll start with a video that's been making the rounds. It was from about 5 years ago, but Cam Newton was speaking at a conference and then did a little Q&A.
Give an example of a play you would call in the huddle versus one that you'd call at the line of scrimmage.
Really? All right, here we go. You want it, right? All right, here we go.
I want it.
I get the play. Here we go. Here we go. We got twins right, key left, 631 smash, every track, sneak. Hey, alert. Alert now. Listen, Benji, I need you to pay attention now. Because last time you got jammed on the West Coast, if he press you, I'm going to check my hand. If I open palm, that's a fade. If I give you the slant signal, that's a slant. All right, here we go. One more time. We got 631 smash, F track, sneak. On one, alert, the smash. On one, ready?
So what are you saying there?
So... Listen, it's twins. What I say, twins left or twins right? It don't matter. So, if it's twins right, because the formation may change, you can tomato, tomato, you can run right or you run left. So, if it's twins right, usually Benji's my guy. And for all, Benji is Kelvin Benjamin. If it's a look that I like, I come to the line of scrimmage. Usually, it's probably 12 to 14 seconds left on the play clock. So, you probably get the Omaha, Omaha from Peyton, but, you know, usually... I don't got that in my repertoire yet, so I was trying to call Charlotte. Don't worry about it. So I looked to Benji. If Benji has a one-on-one look, I told him I'm open palm for a what? Fade. Or if I wanted to them do a slant, I'll give him a. So I'm gonna have everybody really wearing their binoculars. In.
Oh, Chelsea, he just gave him a fade signal.
I mean, it's like he was doing stand-up comedy up there.
It was your most...
It was stand-up.
It's why he is the most popular or will
People
be the most
him.
Popular guy in
I
New
love
England.
Him.
Unbelievably charismatic.
Take him over Julian Edelman. Yeah. Who's more charismatic? Would you take the charismatic Julian Edelman or the charismatic Cam Newton? It's not even a question.
It's not. But according to our poll, the results so far, Edelman, the most popular player on the team so far. Yeah. But
listeners are wrong.
What else you got?
Chris Scheim.
So the Madden rookie ratings just came out.
Ooh,
for all
nice.
The most recently drafted NFL rookies. Henry Ruggs and Joe Burrow are up top with 76. But the real question I had for you guys is Justin Herbert has a higher strength rating than every single one of the first round wide receivers drafted. And I don't know about you guys, but if you look at the combat grade, Herbert received a, quote, NA, non-applicable, because he didn't even do the bench press. Whereas a guy like, I don't know, Denzel Mims and Chase Claypool, who weren't even drafted until the second round, are both huge.
So, just to get this straight, you're mad.
I didn't understand that.
You're mad
none
that
of that.
Justin Herbert, his strength is too high
I'm
for
furious.
Madden?
Yes.
Wait a minute. It was an NA at the combine?
Yeah.
He didn't do the bench, but that doesn't mean he didn't bench at
And they
at
gave
Oregon.
Him a 71 strength overall
well, maybe
in
Madden. He, maybe
you're
he,
mad.
Why can't he
about,
bench at his own work?
Yeah,
his
he
own
probably
work day,
worked
his own
out.
Workout day?
Hey, how many reps?
Sure,
he's
but
30.
There's no shot. He has a higher strength rating than Jerry Jeudy and CeeDee Lamb.
I don't think. Why would CeeDee Lamb or Jerry Jeudy be super strong? How
they
many
need
wide receivers.
They need to get off press coverage.
No, not every receiver can bench a ton. There's no way.
Chase Claypool was huge. He was a tight end, and he has a less strength rating.
Stop it.
Than Justin Herbert.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying.
Stop.
It's ridiculous.
What
it
else
is.
You got?
It is ridiculous. All right, John.
So in the aftermath of Drew Brees' initial statement, we got this, if you recall, this Twitter band, as we refer to them, called The Bun, put out this banger.
Yeah.
Drew Brees. sewing suit today.
Lyrics were simple, but it was effective.
No auto-tune, which I think gives it extra. Yeah.
Well, as we know, rappers like to do diss tracks and such. And so today, Kid Cudi and Eminem put out a track called The Adventures of Moon Man and Slim Shady, which includes this lyric in Eminem's verse.
I had hoop dreams, now I shoot threes. Got a little green, but I don't do weed. No perp nor lean, that's Toonchi. That's Norleans, Drew Brees.
So he didn't accept his apology, I guess?
I'm going to say no.
At least that other band was like the day after.
It was right after. I think it was before Drew Brees' take that needed a 180. So Eminem, maybe not hearing it. Or maybe just...
I mean, it takes a while to mix these things, but...
But the man holds a grudge.
Yes.
I mean, look at... what was his form? Kim. Look at Kim. Yeah. He held him against Kim for years.
His mom. Yeah, he's had some...
He has a problem forgiving and forgetting.
That's why he's Keith's favorite rapper. He knows how to hold a grudge.
I do. I like him.
He's no Hamilton, but...
He's no Lin-Manuel Miranda, but I do. Maybe a close second. He also... he has said in the past, and I don't believe him, but some of like the people he's made fun of on his like tracks, he says it's because, well, it rhymed.
Like Chris Kirkpatrick?
Like, I don't know. Like,
you're going to get your ass kicked? That's that one?
Chris
he and Chris Kirkpatrick are very close.
No problem.
They're very
tight. No problem. They're just having a rhyme or like, you know, the stuff about the Kardashians.
The whole thing with Moby?
Yeah.
It's just a fake. It's just all for the musical lyrics.
Got nothing to do with that.
What else you got?
Greg?
I am addicted to one thing during this pandemic.
Oh, boy. Is it clean?
Some of it is.
Okay.
Right. So I'm addicted to more than one
Two
thing,
things.
But there's one particular thing I'm addicted to.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to every single Karen story.
Oh, these Karens.
The Karen stories are the best. Here is one involving a Karen at one of my favorite establishments, DQ.
Videotape.
Okay, now you're going to curse at me.
You want me to curse at you?
You just did.
You want me to curse at you?
Karen, Deb, whatever your name
Karen,
is.
No, I'm not a Karen. You want me
yeah,
to
you
Karen?
Are.
Because I'll be a
you
Karen,
are a Karen.
Okay? Okay,
can I have my $13 back, please? Can I have my $13?
And get out of here. Don't come back again.
Put your mask on before you get your employees sick. Put your mask on before you get your employees sick, loser. Bye. You're going to be on Facebook. I hope you like it.
Oh, that guy sucks worse than the Karen.
Yeah,
guy's worse.
Yeah, the Karen's not bad there.
The
what
Karen
did she do wrong?
The Karen, I don't know. I don't really know. Was she working there?
She was working there. Oh, was
and
not wearing a mask.
Mask on. So what's wrong?
But this guy called her a loser, and then he goes, I'm going to Facebook.
You're going
to
be
I
on
have
Facebook.
75 friends on Facebook. They're all going to see this.
Oh, no, that's going right on whatever the town they live in. That's going right on the Facebook forum
yeah,
for
that.
Oh,
I put that on there. I'm putting this on Facebook.
You're going to be on Dale and Keith. That's what you're going to be on. Forget about Facebook.
He made it there. Yeah, the Karen actually comes across sympathetic.
That was disappointing because the guy was the real a-hole, not
her. He was.
I mean, she should have been wearing the mask inside of
a
restaurant.
Like, oh my God.
Slipped in a Deb as well.
Yeah, but you know what? In today's day and age, you're going to end up on Facebook is the equivalent of don't you know who I am?
Oh, it is.
Same exact thing.
Yeah, you're going to end up on Facebook. Great. That's great. All right, that's all the time that we have. Greg, you are back tomorrow with Andy Hart. Is that correct?
9 to 1 tomorrow morning, yes. Andy returns from vacation.
All right, good job by Shime and John today. Dale will be back on Monday. So we'll talk to you Monday at 10. Have a great weekend. OMF is next. Get a hold on your side, swallow your pride. Don't let your lip react. You don't want to see my hand where my hip be at. With Artemis from the start of this, running the game. James West, taming the West, so remember the name. Now who you gonna call? Not the GB. Now who you gonna call? G-W-G. If you ever riff with people wanna bust, break out before you get bum rushed at the Wild Wild West. When I roll into the Wild Wild West. When I stroll into the Wild Wild West. When I bounce into. And it's been a blast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.